So here's the Mason's Tower of Limerick Castle, and then they're showing what the old wooden tools would have been like. And there's a round tower. The idea is there's harder to knock down. If you're going to knock down any tower, the best place to do is the corner. It doesn't have any corners because it's round. And looking out towards the River Shannon, obviously wouldn't have huge windows. That would be a big risk. So windows are very small arrow slits, so you can fire out, make a bit of fire in. A bit of air and light. One thing is very seldom had glass. Glass was extraordinarily costly. Usually be imported from Spain, which was why it's such a luxury that churches had stained glass windows. So often they had things they could block the window up to try and keep the draft out when it was cold, which was most of the time. And obviously that was only semi-effective, having to burn a fire to try and keep warm huddled together for warmth in the winter. All right. I had to store everything you need to survive months of siege. Look at this old tower. Okay, this round tower. What do you call this staircase? Spiral staircase. The odd thing is, if I'm attacking up, I can use my right hand. Normally the other way round. So the attacker had to use his left hand. His right hand was kind of blocked by the way the wall was twisting. And the defender could use his right hand. Well, that might be good if all your men, all your defenders were left-handed. Okay. And look at the hills beyond. Is that County Clare or is that still Limerick? I can't tell which side of the Shannon the distant hills are on. There is a little bit north of the Shannon which counts as County Limerick. Look down into the old great hall. It's in dining room in the lower stages. People had to sleep on the floor there. People eating from trenches. Big bits of bread instead of a plate. Using knives, occasionally spoons. They didn't have forks till the late Middle Ages. They came from Turkey. And people initially thought they were sacrilegious because they were to replace hands, which God had given us. So much for the table manners of the Occident. Right, so I'll give you a 360 degrees of it. You'll see what it's like. Nearby is St. Nicholas Street. There's no longer St. Nicholas Church. Remember, so Sexton was the local governor at the time. He's an Irishman, but I think he's really of Anglo-Norman descent. He was Catholic, but under Henry VIII, he conformed himself to the Church of Ireland, became very unpopular. He was carrying out the king's instructions, arresting insurgents. He died here. Some people think he was murdered, probably poisoned, interred at St. Mary's Cathedral nearby, as later his body was disinterred and hung by the heels from the chancel to dishonour his corpse. But there's still Sextons in Ireland to this day. What an unfortunate surname. And then there was an Irish rugby player with a surname Sexton. I wonder if descended from him, but conformity, sycophancy will get you everywhere. Okay, so you see how high the tower got in time. It had to be higher than the other walls around. This is the least likely one to fall to the enemy. And you could see so far from there, remember how low most things were. So strong defences with a river on this side. Obviously there are rivers on other parts of the island, but the castle can't be used because of the island. Even though it's the most historic part of the city, the guy who told me the ticket in the cathedral says it's dangerous to walk all the way around because of these council estates. What? This in broad daylight, a danger of crime. It used to be known as Stab City. Limerick had a bad reputation, unfortunately. I'll switch it off now.